الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم Respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver. In tonight's Taraweeh, the very first surah of the 28 juz, Surah Al-Mujadilah or Al-Mujadalah. In this surah, Allah commences the surah, or before I continue, every verse, every ayah, if you go and open the surah, every verse, every ayah, you'll find the name Allah mentioned. This is a unique surah. That every single verse, you'll find the word Allah, Ismul Jalalah mentioned. Khair. So, there was a woman, a sahabiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name was Khawlah bint Tha'labah, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Married to Aws bin Samit, radiallahu ta'ala anha. They lived a life, and suddenly there must have been some argument, some dispute. So in the process, he uttered the following words to her, "Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi," that you are haram upon me, like how the back of my mother is haram for me. Now in pre-Islam, this tantamounted to talaq. So she became very, very perturbed. Concerned, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She protests, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what transpired. So what is the masla now?" Till then, no law was revealed, so no hukam had come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had not revealed anything regarding. We call this in the books of jurisprudence as zihar. Okay. So Rasulullah said, "See, before Islam, this was a masala." She said, "But Ya Rasulullah, akala mali, he consumed my wealth, wa afna shababi, he finished my beauty, my youth, wa nathartu lahu awladi, and I gave him, I bore his children, and now kabirat sinni, I become so old, and now I can't get any more children, and now he does this to me? This is not fair." Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Alhamdulillah alladhi wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Praise be to Allah whose hearing it encompasses, it is so spacious, so wide, that Allah listens to every single person's cry, every person's plea, every person's dua, every person's statement, whatever he's saying, whatever she is saying. Allah hears everything. And why did she say this? She says, "In my little room," and we know the quarter of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, her home was very, very small. She said, "I'm sitting fi nahiyatil bayt, I'm in one corner, and this woman is talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I could hardly hear what she is saying, but Allah heard her plea in the seven skies, in the heavens. And Allah then sent down the verse, 'Qad sami'a Allah.' Certainly Allah has heard قول التي تجادلك في زوجها, the statement of that woman, خولة بنت ثعلبة رضي الله عنها, who is arguing with you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, regarding her plight, regarding her husband, what he has done. And then Allah sent down the rules and injunctions regarding this masala of zihar, which then is a lengthy explanation where a person has to then free us, if he wants to go back to his wife, of course, then he must free a slave and then feed 60 poor persons or fast two consecutive months. There's a long masala regarding that. So this happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the point here is that Allah is all hearing. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu traveling once with the Sahaba. He's got very, very senior people from the Quraysh, from the Sahaba. Suddenly this old woman comes and she stops him. She stops this whole caravan, and they were rushing. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. He dismounts, he goes, he puts his ear next to her and he listens to whatever she is telling him. Some Sahaba said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are stopping for this old woman and she's stopping the big Quraysh, the senior people from the Quraysh side. Was she so important? Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu answers, says, Allah's qasam, if she had to make me stand the entire day, the entire night, I won't move from here, because she is that woman whose plea Allah heard in the seven heavens. And the only time I'll move away is to fulfill my haja, my need, to go to the toilet or to make my salah. Otherwise, I will stand all the time to listen to her. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned all these nights, Allah is most loving. Allah is most kind. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most generous. Allah gives and He gives and He gives and He gives, and His treasures never become depleted. Never. Hadith al-Qudsi. Rasulullah says, Allah says, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Something in the screen. Screen off. The screen, something from the screen. Pictures. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if every one of you, right from the beginning, that is from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, human beings, jinnat, every person has to stand on a common ground, one platform, and each one begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his own language, in his own words, Ya Allah, grant me this, Ya Allah, give me this. Allah says, I will give each person whatever he wants, and nothing will diminish and decrease from my treasures. And for our understanding, إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَطِ إِذَا أُدْخِلُ الْبَحْرَ, except like a needle, when it is placed in a huge, mighty ocean, dipped inside, and then removed, you see, absolutely nothing coming onto the tip of the needle. In other words, nothing is depleted. Nothing diminishes from Allah's khazana. In one hadith, it is mentioned that if all of you had to become or have the heart of the most pious person, أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ, everyone has become so pious that the most pious person in the world, مَا زَادَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءٍ, my kingdom, my sovereignty, my power is not going to increase one bit. Allah does not need us. And the converse, if all of us have the worst type of heart, مَا نَقْصَ ذَلِكَ, nothing will decrease my kingdom, my sovereignty, my power. Allah is ghani, Allah is mustaghni, Allah is totally independent. Allah does not require any person whatsoever. So respected friends and elders, let us not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. We forget Allah ta'ala. In other words, we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then comes the day of Qiyamah, then Allah will turn His gaze away from us. What a beautiful Ramadan Allah blessed us with. What a beautiful Ramadan. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullah says that he was once traveling and there was a caravan whole of camels, the train of camels, and they were traveling, and he falls off asleep. And when he's fast asleep, suddenly the driver of this entire train of camels comes and tries to awaken him. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Ramatullah is still fast asleep. And then this person wakes him up with force, violently. Saadi, awaken! Otherwise the caravan will depart and you'll be lagging behind. Do you want to remain behind or do you want to reach your destination? This caravan commenced on the first day of Ramadan. if we had not awoken from our deep slumber, then tonight is still another opportunity. We have reached the climax, so as to say, of Ramadan. The climax. And in many, many times in the past, it was the experience of many awliya Allah and many people, the 27th of Ramadan happened to be Laylatul Qadr. If it is Laylatul Qadr night to night, may Allah bless all of us with the barakat, the rahmat, the maghfirat, the ajr, the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive. Forgive all of us. So we made the dua, inshallah we'll carry on making this dua. May Allah not deprive anyone of us, or mothers, or sisters, or any brothers, whoever it is. Allah don't deprive anyone of us. So let us, this last chance we got, try and value this. Tonight there will be a janaza. And it is only right, it is the right of the person, he's a believer, who's from this masjid, his family comes to the masjid, staying not far away. And of course we had to accommodate it, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll terminate before the janaza, and after the janaza, for those who are not going to the Qabristan, last chance we got, come back into the masjid. Inshallah, then we'll have dhikr and dua. So we'll have this talk till about 5 to 10. And I make a humble appeal to please let us be such that we have large hearts and we assist one another. We will try our level best to bring the janaza in the Sahan area as we have our janaza. We've got a lot of space outside in the parking area so the stuffs can flow in easily. So if we all rally support and we all help one another without any congestion, without any shouting and screaming, nicely, inshallah, would peacefully, the janaza will take place, the janaza will go off, and then we can continue our program, inshallah. We have come here for a purpose. Nobody didn't give us any sweetmeats, or no gold coins, or no Krugerrand coins. We have come only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah grant me ikhlas, grant all of you ikhlas, and our mothers and sisters, through their du'as, inshallah, Allah accepts our sitting here tonight. Believe me, then we are going to be successful. Then we've got to achieve something out of this month of Ramadan. So, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an elderly woman, but she was not too well mentally. She was insane. And she would spin yarn, and suddenly she would start snipping it and cutting it into pieces. So after it was complete, she'll take her scissors and she starts cutting it all, and everything is destroyed. So Allah mentions that in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Don't be like that woman who is now, after she has spun her whole yarn, and she now begins to break that and cut that into pieces. In other words, all her efforts, she destroyed it. And then she restarts. And then she destroys it. Allah gave us a month of Ramadan. We have accumulated noor in our hearts, noor in our eyes, noor in our tongues. Let us not just let that noor just be lost very easily by doing haram, by easily falling into some abyss of sin, especially after the month of Ramadan. He said the greatest test will be istiqamah, to be steadfast. In the kitab, it mentioned to be steadfast on deen. It is greater and better than performing 1,000 karamats and miracle. The real miracle is when we suppressed our anger in the month of Ramadan, we continue to the end of month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan, we have control of our anger. We have control of our gazes. We have control of our thoughts. We have control of our tongues. We do not cheat people. We don't deceive people. Our hearts have become softened. You know, just by listening to Quran, even though many have not understood it, but the noor of Quran has come into our hearts. And there is definitely some effect on our hearts. Our hearts, as I mentioned in one of the talks, that our hearts become soft. Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will soften our hearts. Now after developing such taqwa and such good qualities and such good akhlaq, now we have to make sure we don't deceive our customers. We don't hurt our wives and children. We are not rude to our neighbors and our staff, to our workers. We are just. We go the extra mile. We have a soft heart. We show good akhlaq. As I mentioned the other day, listen with the ear of tolerance. See with the eyes of compassion and speak with the tongue of love and muhabbah. Learn how to talk with love and muhabbah. Learn how to see with the eyes of compassion. Again, I want to make it very clear. We're not talking and looking at some haram woman with compassion. No, no. As I said, that Layla, we're going to say la to her. Because who we got in our heart now? Mawla. Not Layla, but Mawla. Of course, if anybody's wife is Layla, I don't just throw her on one side. We're talking about the illicit relationships that a person have. You know, Layla and Majnun story is something that has become so common in all the kitabs of our mashayikh when they explain the ishq of Allah. Then they explain to us this story of Layla and Majnun. Majnun's name was Qais. He was gone pagal, crazy over Layla. Layla, they say she wasn't very good looking. Somebody said, hey, bhai, what you gone mal for her? He said, you must look at her through my eyes, not your eyes. Then you see how beautiful she is. He was gone crazy, crazy. Therefore, they called him Majnun, which means mad. Father tried desperately, bhai, Allah give you hidayah. Finally, he takes him for Hajj. Making the Hajj, he comes to the Baytullah. His father holds his hand, brings him right by the ghilaf of the Kaaba, by the door of the Kaaba. Better come, let's make dua. They make a long dua. Then he says, Qais, make this dua. Allahumma, O Allah, remove from my heart the love of Layla. Arihni, arihni min hubbi Layla. Give me rahat and comfort from the love of Layla. O Allah, don't make me love her anymore. Majnun replies, Allahumma zidli hubban ala hubbiha. O Allah, increase my love for her more than the love I have already for her. وَأَرِنِي وَجْهَا بِخَيْرٍ وَعَافِيَةٍ. Let me see her face in happiness and afiyat. His father lost hope. His father lost hope. He said, "Bhai, khalas. Nothing I can do." We don't lose hope in seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give Allah your love, then you have no fear. No fear over any person. And you give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody will break it. Nobody can break it because you have given yourself to Allah. Nobody can break your heart. But if you give your love to people, then let's assure that your heart can be torn into pieces. Your heart can be torn into pieces. You see, we have a light in our hearts, some noor in our hearts. Whenever you're feeling low spiritually, you're in some darkness, you're in some problem, then there's a light inside your heart. Ignite it. Light it. And when this light comes on, we read in today's Tarawih about the believers. They will be on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give them noor. And they will say, Atmim lana noorana, Allah, complete our noor for us. Because that light will help them on the day of Qiyamah. It will guide them on the day of Qiyamah. Such a time when there be darknesses. In the 27th para, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the munafiqeen coming behind the believers to try and snatch and get some noor from the believers. And Allah will put a barrier between the both. Only the believers will have a light that will guide them. So what is our goal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our destination. We came so far. A little bit more. Few more days. And inshallah we reach our destination for Ramadan. That is taqwa. And of course, our full destination is the journey towards akhirah. We are not Ramadanis, that only month of Ramadan, then we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are not being genuine in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, there was this worm that is going up the tree, and he saw a beautiful grape. And that was his destination of this worm, to reach that grape. But as it was traveling up, it came across a beautiful, fresh, green leaf. And it began to enjoy that green leaf, forgetting its destination, that grape, that succulent grape. So it spent its whole life until the leaf became dry, it falls down, and the worm also falls down dead. It failed to reach its destination. Well, who is our destination? Who is our murad? What's our manzil? Allah. So always Allah is in front of us. If you have Allah with you, you have everything. You don't have Allah, you have lost everything. And that is why I've kept on mentioning all these past few nights, enjoy communicating, talking to Allah Ta'ala in your dua, in your salah, in your ruku, in your sajda, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Talk to Allah in your, raise your hands and make dua. Enjoy talking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah enjoys us asking from Him and begging from Him. So that is our destination. The person says, تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَ إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. That you want salvation, but you're not treading the paths of salvation. Here's the road towards success, you're moving somewhere else. And then he gives an analogy, he says, like how it is not possible for a ship to sail on dry land. The ship won't move, it will never reach its destination. It needs to be in water. And if we're going to traverse and tread those paths, which are not with Shariat ones, not with Allah and Rasulullah has laid out for us, if we're going to follow the path of shaitan, then we will never get our manzil maqsood. What are those things that stop us from reaching our destination? We become unmindful, ghaflat. We become oblivious. We don't have that fikr in our hearts. So we just continue our life. We're not bothered. We do as we please. And now and then, if there's some maut mayat or some like Eid program or something, then we come to the masjid. But this should not be our case. We should not become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Rasulullah mentioned, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا. I have not seen anything so great and so beautiful as Jannah, but whose seeker is fast asleep. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ النَّارِ نَامَ هَارِبُهَا. I haven't seen anything like Jahannam, so severe, whose escaper from it, the person who's fleeing it, is fast asleep. So we've got our manzil. This is Jannah. What happens? Very common. Ulama explained this as ilful ma'asiyah. Attachment to sins. I just can't give up that one bad habit. Other things, okay, easy to make tawbah, make tawbah. But Mawlana, that one is hard. Why is it hard? Because we're not making the correct effort. We're not moving on the correct path of making islah. We're jumping, but not jumping high enough. And we're giving up hope very easily. Why? Because we're enjoying that sin. When you get the lazzat, we're enjoying that sin. In fact, ulama have mentioned, يَنْسَرِخُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِسْتِقْبَاحُهَا. The ugliness of that sin has come out of his heart. His heart has been stripped from of the ugliness of that sin. He doesn't regard that sin to be ugly at all, and morbid at all, and evil at all. To such an extent, that then he begins to brag about this sin to his friends. In the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, كُلُّ أُمَّتِ مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. That every ummati of mine is forgiven, beside the mujahireen. Who are the mujahireen? Mujahireen are those people that the man commits a sin at night, and the entire night, he spent in the condition that Allah concealed the sin from the eyes of the people, but he in the morning, he goes and he tears open that curtain, that barrier, which Allah had concealed his sin with, and he goes and brags to the people, last night, hamiltu kada wa kada, last night I did that guna and that guna, and he is boasting, he's happy, he's bragging. This is a very, very serious offense. We must have the ugliness in our heart. So a person does a sin, he must know, at least minimum, I know I'm doing wrong. But then, the second step is, make that concerted effort, that genuine effort. Try our level best to make that islah for ourselves. And then inshallah we will find the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to our hearts. And very, very common is what we call at-taswif, procrastination. Tomorrow never comes. All the other people in the caravan have reached the destination and we are still sitting there. Years will go past. We're still on the same spot. Allah forbid that we don't retrogress and go backwards. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah said, that don't worry about the physical appearance of the jug. How long are you going to marvel about the jug? Worry about, go and seek the water. Go and seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, hey, this is so good and he's so good and she's done so well and he's done so well. MashaAllah, he's finished so many khatams and he's gone for Umrah and he's gone for Hajj and he does so much of charity. What about ourselves? Let us try our level best. Inshallah, if we take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. It is mentioned, if light is in your heart, if light is in your heart, this light we're talking about, the nur of taqwa. If light is in your heart, then you will find your way home. Beautiful quote. If there's light, nur of taqwa in your heart, you'll find your way home. If you don't have this nur of taqwa in your heart, you'll be lost, you'll be in darkness all the time. And you see, sins, what does sin do? Sins cause darkness on the face of the person. We can apply how much of lotion we want on our face. But the effect of guna is that it will darken our face, number one. Number two, it will cause zulma, darkness in our heart, our spiritual heart. Number three, there will be weakness in our physical body. Number four, naqsan fir rizq. Our rozi will become less. You will not see the barakah of your rizq. Why? Because of bidhambi, because of sin, you see, who a person has done. And the fifth one is, Allah will create hatred in the hearts of people for you. And the exact opposite, the converse, if you do good, then Allah will bring a glow on your face. Allah will bring a spiritual noor in your heart. Allah will give you physical strength. Allah will increase your rozi. Allah will put muhabbat in the hearts of people for you. You sin, you'll be deprived of knowledge, deprived of rozi, deprived of barakah. You'll be deprived of the dua of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ghafir, in the 24th para, Allah talks about الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those angels, mighty, powerful, carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those angels around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praise Allah, they hymn Allah's glory, they bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make dua maghfirat for the believers, for you and I. Allah has deputed them to make dua for you and I. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Wallah, forgive those who are making tawbah. You and I will make tawbah, and those angels carrying the arsh of Allah, mighty, powerful. I don't have time to go into the tafsir of those angels. They actually, Ya Allah, those bandas of yours making tawbah. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, and who are following your path. Allah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect them from sinning. Guide them. Don't make them fall into sin. On the day of Qiyamah, because of the sin a person committed in this world, he'll see the consequences of that. But if Allah pardon the person, he'll be safe from those consequences. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the greatest success. Then you're a winner. Not dunya. MashaAllah, you got plentiful, make shukar. But you're not a winner as yet. Winner is when Allah will say in on the day of Qiyamah, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. You, one group, you go into Jannat, into paradise. You, one group, go into Jannah. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. And the last 10 days of Ramadan, 10 nights of Ramadan, are when most souls are emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. Allah pardons so many people. Allah forgives them. May Allah make us from among those people, us, our parents, our grandparents, and our entire families, that Allah must save us from the fire of Jahannam. So respected friends and elders, there's so many things that we're just going to terminate for this session. And of course, immediately after Janazah Salah, without making noise, come again. Come again. Inshallah, if you got no other taqazas, you're not going to the Qabristan, come little while, make some dhikr, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody's ameen, our dua accepted, inshallah, we find the benefit of it. I'll just terminate with this. You know, many youngsters, and many, not only youngsters, When I say youth, wallahi, I love the youth solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned the other night also. You know, you have great potential, great potential. You don't know what potential you have. And if you only channel your efforts in the right direction, you become flag bearers of Islam. Believe me. And your parents will become so happy. You know, that parent wakes up at night and he goes past the room and he sees his son taking drugs. It caused him so much of pain. But when the parent wakes up at night and he goes past and the door is slightly open, he sees his son or daughter in sajda crying before Allah. It gives him such happiness. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being chased by Zulaykha, now we can't go into the whole story, but she tries to seduce him and she praises his beauty. She says, "Oh Yusuf, ma ahsana surata wajhik. Oh, you got such a beautiful face." She's trying to lure him. And he says, so she says, "You're so handsome." He says, "Yes, Allah fashioned my face in the womb of my mother. It's not my kamal." Then she says, "Oh, you got such nice hair." So he says that this will be the first thing to become decomposed in the qabr. Everything she said, he gave an answer because he had khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, "Please look at me, gaze at me." He says, "I want to gaze with these eyes at my Allah. I want to see my Allah in Jannah. I'm afraid if I look at you and cast his lustful glance at you, I'll become blind." She says, "I'm coming, drawing closer to you, and you're running away from me?" He says, "Yes, because I'm trying to increase my proximity to my Allah." Oh, youngster, of course, our sisters at home, the young girls at home, sometimes you're in this situation. Ponder of these words. Then she invites him, "Come to my chamber. Nobody's going to look at us." He says, "Your chamber can't conceal me from my Allah. Your room cannot conceal me from my Allah." She says, "Please fulfill my desire." He says, "I'm afraid I'll be deprived of my share in Jannah." Ulama have mentioned that this sabr Yusuf alayhi salam had to undergo when he's being lured by Zulaykha, and he said, "Ma'ad Allah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not commit zina." It was even more difficult than the time when he was thrown into the well, because this one was ikhtiyari, from his own. The other one, he was forced. He was thrown into the well and left there. He had to make sabr. Here, he had to crush his egos. He had to crush his desires for the sake of Allah. "Ya Allah, I am not going to make you naraz." Brothers and women and sisters, let's make this dua. "Ya Allah, we will never make you naraz. Not even for a bat of an eyelid. Ya Allah, we love you. Allah, you shower your love on us. Ya Allah, you guide us, especially after the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen." Brothers, please, please, let us just help me now. Our brothers in the Sahan area, if you could stand up and try, many of you can go into the parking lot, please. Our staff will continue from the Sahan, right, the entire parking lot. And then these brothers can go into the Sahan area. Then just help the janazah to come in, and we can also help in to carry the janazah out. Immediately after that, we come back to the masjid, zikrullah and dua. And inshallah, let's not make noise. Let us help the brothers, the janazah brothers who come just now. And the person is very, very lucky. So many moths we had in the last few days. May Allah make the maghfirat. Whoever passes through the month of Ramadan, there is no azab of qabr for the person. If you pass through Yom Jum'ah or Ramadan, no azab of qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa hidayah. Brothers, observe silence. It's a Mubarak night. We are in front of a janaza. Inshallah, a little bit of sabr. Until we don't get the permission from the back to commence the janaza salah, we have to wait. Wait patiently, read some three quls, whatever du'as we know. Allah will give us a good mot, also mot with iman. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Dhul Bijadain. His name was Abdullah. It's a long story, but I just want to mention this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself went into this sahabi's qabr and burying him at night, as Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma were lowering the body, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, "Bring your brother closer, bring your brother closer." And with his Mubarak hands, he was lowering him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, another sahabi, from a distance he was watching first, that what's happening. Then he went closer, and he heard Rasulullah saying, "Oh Allah, I am happy with this sahabi. You also be happy with him." What a nice mot. So we also must make dua, "Allah, you become happy with me when I pass away." And we leave the world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So fortunate we'll be that Allah Ta'ala will make our maghfirah, will be forgiven. And these are the nights to make those du'as. We don't know which du'a, when we make it and Allah accepts it. And then we, at most we will see the benefits of it. The bayan can carry on whole night, but we have to worry about the janazah, the family of the janazah. They have to go to Qabristan, bury the janazah, then go home. It takes time, especially month of Ramadan, people are fasting, etc. So a little bit of qurbani we make for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not bayans all the time. Inshallah, a little bit of what we heard, we try and make amal, Allah accepts it, then our akhirat is made. Not only akhirat, Allah give you dunya also. Believe me, Allah opens dunya avenues for you. So many youngsters, mashallah, especially on this 27th night, and sometime when we have a Thursday program, wanna make dua, I find a nice wife. So, alhamdulillah, we make dua. Once he gets his wife, he doesn't come back, but... So, maybe he's busy, mashallah. But we must beg and beg, and whatever hajat we have. You got a financial problem, you got some depression, you got some quarrel, and also, whilst we're at it, I'm really, from my bottom of my heart, myself first and all of us, Allah don't test us. But whenever there's a problem, there's a fight, there's quarrel, please go in 2 seconds, phone the person, ask for maaf. It'll cost you nothing. Just lower yourself for the sake of Allah, and you'll see how happy Allah will become with you. Every family you find is some problem, fighting, not talking, what type of Eid we'll have. Then the person passes away, then we have to come, and then we stand in his janazah. Let us make amends. Please, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We lose nothing. Sometimes we have been oppressed. But if you go the extra mile, as the Hazrat Maulana taught us, then Allah will become happy with you. Allah will give you plentiful of dunya also. Allah will give you such a wide heart, a large heart, and that you will be such that people will come by you, and people will listen to you, and people will benefit from you. So inshallah, we all do this inshallah. So just a reminder, after the janazah, when we're carrying the body out, the janazah out, please, brothers, leave, make space so the janazah can come out easily, inshallah.
Brothers can make their way inside, inshallah. If you're not helping with the janazah, you can come closer to the front. We're singing a naat, inshallah, in praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi aapko maine dekha nahi hai, Nabi aapko maine dekha nahi hai. Salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salli ala Sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hai baat sach hai, haqeeqat yahi hai, Nabi aapko maine dekha nahi hai. Na dore Muhammad mein paida hua main, na saathi safar ka kabhi ban saka main. Na aqa ki awaaz tak sun saka main, na ghazwat mein mushrikon se lada main. Na hijrat ki lazzat hui mujhko haasil, na ho paaya ansar ki saf mein shamil. Nabi aap jis dam the ghare hira mein, koi za de rabi na poncha sakame nabi aap jis dam te thoro hirame koi za de rabi na poncha sakame magar sach hai ye bhi qasam hai khuda ki mohabbat mujhe aap se hai nabi ji salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mujhe aap ke ghar se dar se mohabbat safar se mohabbat hazar se mohabbat mujhe aap ke har pehre se mohabbat har ik raaste rah guzar se mohabbat wo imaan e shaq ul qamar se mohabbat zaqan se dahan se nazar se mohabbat nabuwat ki jisne gawahi di aqa ha us goh se us hajar se mohabbat ye bedang si meri mohabbat ka tohfa kya uski ijabat ka hai koi rasta kya uski ijabat ka hai koi rasta salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Nabu Bakr sa mere rafiqe safar hu na Usman o Haydar hu na mere Umar hu na Talha na Hamza Sa'id o Sa'd hu Anas jaisa Khadim na Khalid Asad hu na mere Ibn Auf o Zubair o Ubaida na mere Bud o Jan نا معاذ قتادة نا أرقم نا أخنس بلال ور يحيى نا مثل يسار ور ياسر نا يعلى میں ان سب کے قدموں کے ذروں کا ذرہ مگر اے نبی آپ کا ہوں میں شیدا مگر اے نبی آپ کا ہوں میں شیدا صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
Brothers, a very, very beautiful nazam this is. Basically what the poet is saying is, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapko maine dekha nahi. I've never seen you. And then he says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, it is true This is a reality that I've not seen. I've never been in that era and that time when you were born. We came long after this, after Rasulullah came to the world. He said, I was never your companion on any journey with you. And oh my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I couldn't even hear your voice. In other words, I was not existing at that time. I did not participate in any war and battle with you against the enemy. I didn't even get that enjoyment of making hijrat with you. I was not even in the safs and in the group of the Ansar who welcomed you to Madinah Munawwara. Oh my Nabi, so when you went to Hira also, I could not even bring any food for you while you were in the cave of Hira. And so the poet is saying that, oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was not present with you at that time. I came long, much later into this dunya. Magar sach hai, ati qasam in Allah, that I've got genuine muhabbat for you. And therefore say, salli ala Sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I've got genuine, fervent muhabbat for you. And at this point, the hadith of Rasul comes to mind. When a Bedouin comes, and the fact, while the Sahaba was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from a distance he was shouting at and calling out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking a question. He said, ya Muhammad, he was a Bedouin. He didn't know the etiquette at that time. Sahaba said, wayhak, ughdud sawtak, low your voice, you don't know who you're standing by. Khair, when he came, and then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the question, he says, a man loves a nation, he loves a group of people, وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقْ بِهِمْ. But he never met them in this world. He came long after them. What would be his position on the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah says, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be on the day of Qiyamah whom he loved dearly in this world. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that after accepting Islam, there was no more joyous occasion than that day when we heard these words of Rasulullah ﷺ, because they had genuine love for Rasulullah ﷺ and they wanted to be raised on the day of Qiyamah in his company. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Inshallah, inshallah, if we have the genuine love for Rasulullah ﷺ, we follow his sunnah, not just lip service, genuine muhabbat for Rasulullah ﷺ, Allah will raise us also on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah ﷺ. And then he says that, Ya Rasulullah, I was never with you in Safar or Hadar, but I've got genuine muhabbat for you. And even I bring iman when you made shakul qamar, when you split the moon. It was a mu'jiza of Rasulullah. When the mushrikeen made a very absurd demand from Rasulullah. If you claim to be a Nabi and see that moon, split it into two. And Rasulullah lifted his finger. He pointed to the qamar, to the moon, and it split into two halves. And people who were traveling in a distance, a whole caravan, they had seen one part of the moon on one side of the mountain and the other on the other side. Shakkul qamar. He says, we have iman in that. So basically, this is what he's saying. He said, I'm not Abu Bakr. I'm not Umar. I'm not Uthman. I'm not Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in. I'm not Talha. I'm not Zubair. I'm not Sa'd bin Abi Waqas. Or Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. I'm not the Khalid bin Walid. But, oh my Nabi, I've got genuine muhabbat for you. So he says, oh my Allah, this muhabbat I have for my beloved Rasulullah, will it be answered by you? Will you accept this muhabbat I have? In other words, raise me on the day of Qiyamah in the company of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was one sahabi who came to Rasulullah. He was making the khidmat of Rasulullah. He was amongst the khuddam, those who were making khidmat of Rasulullah. And one day Rasulullah asked him, sell, ask what you want. I will ask Allah, what you want? Tell me what you want. He says, As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. Oh my Nabi Sam, I just want to be in your company. Nabi Sam said, he besides that I'll make that, but anything else is not. That's the one. That's all. I want to be in your company in Jannah. Rasul said, okay, help me fa'inni ala dhalika bi kathrati sujood, um kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Assist me by making a lot of nafil namaz, and I will make dua to Allah that Allah grants you that my companionship in Jannah. Recite Durood Sharif. Now there's some cars are blocking. 786 KI. 786 KI. then BN79VH. BN79VH. Then third car, CK10MG. CK10MG. 786KI, BN79VH, CK10MG. Please remove your cars. Mubarak night. Please, we don't want to disturb any person, obstruct any person. We've got non-Muslim neighbors also, Muslim neighbors also. Sometimes somebody's in some hurry, and we're trying to make ibadah, and we're washing away that ibadah by causing takleef to any person. Make a short zikr first, inshallah. When you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, take it with love and passion and ponder over Allah's greatness. When you say Allah, then as though there is a tongue on your heart saying Allah, Allah with you. As though the walls of the masjid are saying Allah, Allah with you. As though every single particle in the world is saying Allah, Allah. The leaves on the tree are saying Allah, Allah. The rivers are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah. And ponder over Allah Ta'ala's azamat, His kibriya, His supremacy. And we're saying, La ilaha illallah, there's two parts. Nafi and ithbat. Nafi means negating. Negating everything beside Allah from our heart. We're saying la to it. That haram pleasures we have, we la to it. If we have in our hearts greatness for some other person beside Allah, we say la to it. Tawheed, la ilaha and illallah. Only Allah, only Allah, the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the nur of Allah comes in our heart. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار یا اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم گندے ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ وی آر فلتی مے اللہ یا اللہ وی آر فلتی مے اللہ یا اللہ یو آر پاک مے اللہ یو آر موسٹ پیور مے اللہ یا اللہ وی آر یور بنداز مے اللہ وی آر یور مخلوق یا اللہ یو آر اور خالق مے اللہ But Ya Allah, you are most Rahim and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah. Tonight to raise our hands and beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how desperate we are, my Allah. You give us a chance from the 21st night. Ya Allah, especially to turn towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cry those crocodile tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, but forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya when a beggar, even though he sheds those crocodile tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel sorry and we give him something. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, my Allah. You are most generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have understood, my Allah, that when the banda raises his hands, you never send his hands empty-handed, my Allah. You fill his jewelry, my Allah. You fill his baskets, my Allah. You fill his begging bowl, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your rahmat, your maghfirat, your mercies, your fadal, your karam, your jood, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Throughout the globe, my Allah. Different parts of the world. Ya Allah, in towns and villages and countries and continents, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are taking your Mubarak, blessed name, my Allah. In this last few days of the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, soon the month of Ramadan will come to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will miss these beautiful nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will miss these beautiful occasions, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you will still be existing, Ya Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. You are Azal, my Allah. You are Abad, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Perhaps tonight is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. The knowledge of it only you have, my Allah. Our job is to seek for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allah, our broken efforts, my Allah. Allah, with our begging bowl, ya Allah, that we have put before you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. You alone we worship, my Allah. You alone we ask for help, my Allah. Allah, we're not turning to anybody else, my Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah. We acknowledge, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our weaknesses, our kamzori, my Allah. We oppressed ourselves by sins, my Allah. With ma'asiyat and zunub, my Allah. From the time we were small, we became baligh then, my Allah. From that day, ya Allah, till today, my Allah. So many years have gone past, my Allah. And still, my Allah, we continue sinning, my Allah. You keep on providing for us, my Allah. You shower us with your ni'mat, my Allah. And this is the gratitude we show to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become naraz, my Allah. Don't make our pakar and grifts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran, Inna batsha rabbika lashadid. The catch of Allah is very severe. Ya Allah, you are most halim, ya Allah. You are most tolerant, my Allah. You have overlooked our sins, my Allah. Our weaknesses, my Allah. In fact, you have concealed it from the people, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. You have the most perfect and most beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. Allah, you are Akbir, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody more greater than you, my Allah. You are most great, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the powers of this world are not before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your entire kingdom, my Allah. All your makhluk, my Allah. And nothing, Allah, compared to your mighty Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem. Ya Zal Arshil Majid. Ya Allah, oh the possessor of the Arshil Majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you tonight. Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana kullaha. Diqqaha wa jillaha. Awwalaha wa akhiraha. Wa alaniyataha wa sirraha. Ya Allah, gunas we committed in the darkness of the night. In broad daylight. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you committed big sins, small sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, major sins, minor sins, my Allah. At that time, we didn't care what we were doing, my Allah. Allah, ab hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We realize we made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya, when we go back to the person who we wronged, my Allah, and we beg, we fold our hands and we beg him. Ya Allah, we ask the person for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, the merciful one forgives us, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you have said you are Arhamur Rahimin. You are most merciful than all those who can show mercy, my Allah. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. That verily my mercy supersedes my anger, my Allah. Nas'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay'. أن تغفر لنا أجمعين اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا الله we beg you tonight يا الله سب کو معاف کر دے يا الله don't leave a single person in the world who you do not forgive tonight, my Allah. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Jahan bhi musalman ho, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unka toba qabool farma. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can see the happenings in the world, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, you alone know best, my Allah. The challenges are becoming more and more hard, my Allah. Ya Allah, temptations are becoming more severe, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make our hifazat, my Allah. You protect our iman. Protect the iman of our parents and children and grandchildren. Protect the iman of our youth, my Allah. Protect the iman of our elders, my Allah. Protect the iman of the ulama, my Allah. Protect the iman of every single person, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us lose our iman. Allah, don't make us blurt out statements that will take us away from the fold of Islam. Don't make us do anything that will bring your wrath and anger and make us, Ya Allah, out of the fold of Islam, my Allah. Make us become al-mu'mineen, al-kamileen, pakka believers, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah. We've got nobody else to beg from, my Allah. We've got nobody else to ask for forgiveness, my Allah. Allah, we gain, my Allah. Have some pity on some innocent person sitting in this gathering, my Allah. Allah, some sincere banda or some sincere bandi listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, some person elderly, ya Allah. Ya Allah, people have got white hair on the beards, my Allah. In the hadith of Rasulullah, we have read so often, my Allah. In the kitab of Mashayikh, ya Allah, that you have mercy on those people who have white hair, my Allah. Whose hair have turned grey and white, my Allah. Eh Malik, ya Allah, eh Kareem, Allah. Allah, they are masoom children sitting here today, my Allah. Allah, perhaps they don't even understand what we're begging from you, ya Allah. What sins have they committed? We are asking for forgiveness, my Allah. But that masoom child is saying, Ameen, my Allah. That mother or sister at home, my Allah. There are so many of them who are genuine, my Allah. They are sincere, my Allah. Allah, to the barakat of one person, my Allah. Just one person who's sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the month of Ramadan ends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot go anywhere else, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah. Before the termination of this dua. Ya Allah, make your angels stand up and say, my Allah. Before we stand up. قوموا مغفورا لكم. Rise in the condition that your Allah has pardoned you. Your Allah has forgiven you. Your Allah has transformed all your sayyat, your bad deeds to good deeds. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Ya Allah, humse razi ban ja. Razi ban ja. Tu razi ban ja. Naraz mat ho, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya, if we hurt our parents' feelings, my Allah, and then we show nadamat, we go back to them, we say, Ma, Papa, forgive us, we made a mistake. Ya Allah, that mother's mercy, my Allah. She runs forward towards us, she forgives us, my Allah. She sheds those tears, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. You are Allah. Ya Allah, you are Khaliq, my Allah. You are Awwal and Akhir and Zahir and Batin, my Allah. Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing belongs to us, my Allah. لا يعزم عنك مثقال ذرة في السماوات والأرض. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the khayna, the disloyalty of the eyes, my Allah. You know what we conceal in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are azim, you are azam, my Allah. The skies belong to you, my Allah. The earth belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your arsh belongs to you. Your kursi belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, jinnat belongs to you, my Allah. You created the angels, my Allah. You created insan and the animals and the plants and the mountains and the rivers and the sun and the moon, my Allah. And the stars and the particles and the desert and the sand, my Allah. Every plant belongs to you, my Allah. Every leaf on the tree is shed, ya Allah. Only through your permission, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most mighty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you tonight, my Allah. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, that name of yours, my Allah, that if you take it tonight, my Allah, our du'as are maqbool, my Allah. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana, wa aghsil hawbatana, wa ajib da'watana, wa aslul sakhimata sudurina, wa ahdi qulubana, wa thabbit hujjatana, wa saddit alsinatana, wa ahdina ila sawa'i sabil, wa ahdina ila sawa'i sirat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ya Wahhab, ya Wahhab, هب لنا من نعم الدنيا والآخرة إنك أنت الوهاب يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع يا الله show us my Allah where can we turn today يا الله we only going to knock at your door my Allah if you shut that door upon us now my Allah then what is going to happen to us my Allah But my Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Allah, you will never close the doors upon us, my Allah. Allah, open your doors wide, my Allah. Ya wasi al-maghfira. Ya basit al-yadini bi-rahmah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat. Aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Halawat of Iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetest and enjoyment of taking your name. Ya Allah, you've got such a beautiful name. Your name is the most beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetest of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of making tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tahajjud salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our rozas, my Allah. Accept our tilawat, my Allah. Accept the Taraweeh Salah, our Zakat, our Sadaqat, our Tasbihat, whatever Ibadat we made. Allah, accept the I'tikaf of brothers sitting in this masjid, my Allah, and all other masajid in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they set for itikaf, may Allah. Ya Allah, they made it easy for us then, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, the ibadat, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of studying for sunnat i'tikaf in the future also, may Allah. Ya Allah, ibadat is taking place in Haramain Sharifain, may Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, may Allah. Open your doors, may Allah. Open your doors, may Allah. Ya Allah, you open your doors, may Allah. Ya Allah, I beg you, may Allah. Help our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, may Allah. Especially Gaza, may Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we so far away from them, may Allah. But may Allah, we have muhabbat for them, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to assist them, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, may Allah. No superpower in this world can overpower you, may Allah. Ya Allah, la yu'jizuka shay'un. Nothing can make you helpless, may Allah. You are most mighty, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hakim al-Hakim, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, may Allah. Open your doors of Masjid al-Aqsa again, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it become abad with Muslim worshippers and mu'mineen, ya Allah, who make sajda before you, may Allah. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, may Allah, in Gaza. Our masoom children, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. That child cries and cries, may Allah. Under the rubble, may Allah. That child has got no mother, no father to look after. Ya Allah, our child falls, a small scratch on the child's leg, may Allah. And ya Allah, we begin to cry, and we take the child to hospital and doctors, may Allah. Ya Allah, those masoom children, may Allah, they've got no food, may Allah. They've got no water to drink, may Allah. They've got no clothing, whatever people manage to send, may Allah, they are wearing, may Allah. Ya Allah, our children are so fussy, may Allah. They want different styles and different fashion and different sizes, may Allah, and branded clothing. Those masoom children don't know about branded clothing, may Allah. Whatever they can cover their bodies with, may Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, how are we going to answer to you then, may Allah? Help us to assist them, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove the forces of batil, may Allah. Batil kumita de, ya Allah. Destroy the forces of batil. Ya Allah, they are useless, may Allah. You are most powerful, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your zahat, may Allah. Help us, give us istiqamah for the month of Ramadan, may Allah. Allah, we beg you, may Allah. We beg you, may Allah. Every year we make the dua and we break our promise to you, may Allah. Allah, make us those who will establish salah, may Allah. And who will fill your masajid, may Allah. Ya Allah, especially our youngsters, may Allah. Make them come into the masjid, may Allah. Stand in the first saf, may Allah. Allah, make them make tilawat of the Quran and dhikrullah and become good people, may Allah. Allah, they are good people, may Allah. Allah, they have got wonderful akhlaq, may Allah. They've got great potential. Help them, guide them, may Allah. Allah, you guide all of us, may Allah. Allah, make all our masajid abad, may Allah. Protect us from every big and small sin. Don't make us slip, may Allah. Ya Allah, if we slip, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of making tawbah immediately and turning to you, may Allah. All the lessons we learn in Ramadan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us bring it into our lives, may Allah. Especially the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Grant us that taqwa, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, may Allah. So many phoned and sent messages to please make dua for them, may Allah. Or the elderly parent, or the child, or the wife in hospital. Ya Allah, so many, every day we hear of people becoming diagnosed with cancer and other heart diseases and colon disease, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, you are Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you, ultimately, Allah, who can grant Shifa, may Allah. Doctors will try, may Allah. Ya Allah, but shifa is in your hands, may Allah. Grant all those who are sick, ya Allah, shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially those who passed away recently, may Allah. So lucky are those who passed away in the month of Ramadan. So lucky are those who passed away on a Friday, may Allah. So lucky are those who passed away making sajda in front of you, may Allah. So lucky are those who, whilst making tawaf of your house, ya Allah, they pass away. So many, whilst in Riyadul Jannah, may Allah, they pass away. Give us a good mouth, may Allah. Allah, give us a good mouth. Help us, guide us, ya Allah. Overlook our sins, may Allah. When a person buys a bag of potatoes, may Allah, or a sack of oranges, may Allah. Ya Allah, even though Ya Allah, one or two maybe are spoiled, my Allah. They may be not of that quality, A quality, my Allah. It's still found in that sack, in that bag of potatoes, my Allah. Ham to aise hai Allah. Ham na laiq hai Allah. Ham gande hai Allah. Ya Allah, sahaba gone far ahead of us, my Allah. Salaf is salihin far ahead, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are right in the back, my Allah. But my Allah, it is your muhabbat, your mashiyat, ya Allah, that you will draw us, ya Allah. You will put us right in the front, my Allah. There are Nabi some can become happy with us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we heard the nazam now, my Allah. Hamne Nabi ko nahi dekha dunya mein. Ya Allah, we didn't see him, my Allah. But my Allah, you know we love our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let it not just be lip service, my Allah. Make us have genuine muhabbat for him. Ya Allah, he cried and cried for us, my Allah, for his ummat, my Allah. His feet will become swollen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't make little sacrifice today. We complain the dua is so long, and our tarawih is so long, and the fast is so long. Ya Allah, forgive us. Don't make us be munafiqeen, my Allah. Don't make us be disloyal, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ungrateful servants, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us waste our monies in haram. Especially wedding functions, my Allah. The extravagance, my Allah. Ya Allah, in suhoor and iftar parties, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Guide our woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a simple life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us some ni'mat. Ya Allah, we'll use it. We'll make shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us. Give us plentiful. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially myself, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're living in ni'mat all the time, in opulence, my Allah. Forgive me, my Allah. Give us some zuhud, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. But ya Allah, when you provide the good, ya Allah, we will use it and make shukr to you, my Allah. We won't use it, ya Allah, to do your ma'asiyat and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah. Give us mawt with iman, mawt in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah from the day of Qiyamah, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it happen when we reach there and then we are driven away and we are told, suhqan, suhqan, go away, you do not belong in my ummat. Ya Allah, what will we do then, my Allah? Where will we go, my Allah? If our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul alameen, on that day, because of our doings, we'll be deprived. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of coming into Sirat al-Mustaqim and passing your examination in flying colors, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our Nabi be smiling at us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, make him introduce us to Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, radiallahu anhu, ajma'in, his sahaba, my Allah. Grant us the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, grant us his intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Give us the company of Rasulullah in Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, our parents, our grandparents, ya Allah, our family members, our wives, our children, my Allah, our dhurriyat, ya Allah, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our apas, ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us especially from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked, grant us that. And give us much more, my Allah. Allah, our brothers and sisters have different hajat and needs. There are so many youngsters looking for the right partner to get married to, ya Allah. You find them the most suitable partners, my Allah. Grant them a life of barakah, a marriage full of bliss and happiness, following your commandments in the sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. So many are married, have got no children, my Allah. So many, a woman is pining for a child, my Allah. Grant her a nice neck, child, my Allah, and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to, ya Allah, to make, ya Allah, qadr of our elders, ya Allah. Our parents, my Allah, make us be obedient to our mothers and fathers if they're still alive, my Allah. Help us to make the khidmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, when they will pass away, then we will cry because the doors of dua will be closed then, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, if our parents have passed on, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr be a rodatum min riyadul jannah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard in the kitabs, my Allah, we have read in the kitab, my Allah, when that parent was getting punishment in the qabr, my Allah, and somebody saw a dream that one day that azab stopped and he was curious and he asked you, Ya Allah, what happened? How come he's not being given any more punishment? Ya Allah, you replied to the person in the dream, he saw in the dream that Allah, you said that today his masoom child started the maktab in the afternoon, he went to the apa and he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I take the name of Allah, most beneficent, most merciful. Ya Allah, you said, I am Arhamur Rahimeen. How can I punish his father then, my Allah? Ya Allah, you forgive the parent, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Guide our children, my Allah. Guide all of us, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our worries, our difficulties, our sorrows, our hardships, our problems. Ya Allah, people have got court cases. Allah, protect them, my Allah. Don't make people be languishing in prisons, my Allah. Those who are in prisons, my Allah, remove them, my Allah. So many are innocent, my Allah. Allah, you remove them. Make them be better people, ya Allah. So many are youngster. Young boys, young girls are in the rehab, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many rehabs. Never to have heard of this before, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're spending their days in the rehab, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, ya Allah. Guide them, my Allah. At this very moment, as we have raised our hands, my Allah, grant them the tawfiq of saying no to these drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, suddenly from within them, ya Allah, give them that himmat and that courage, my Allah, to throw away, ya Allah, and discard all those drugs. Don't take them back to the drugs, my Allah. So many people living a life of zina, my Allah. Protect all of us from zina. Zina of the eyes, zina of the limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are cheating and deceiving, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are getting involved in fraudulent deals, my Allah. Ya Allah, we harming our neighbors and the public, my Allah. Ya Allah, we showing a very bad picture of Islam to the non-Muslim, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah SAW. Make us become good people, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, ya Allah. Give us soft hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be people who are full of anger and hatred, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah SAW. Ya Allah, we can see the result of disunity in the world, my Allah. Help us, guide us, especially in our country, my Allah. Let there be aman and aman, my Allah. Give us peace, my Allah. Remove the khawf that we have, my Allah. Protect us from hijackings and kidnappings, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many things we wish to beg from you, my Allah. Whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who going for عمرة يا الله accept the عمرة my Allah the زيارة so many are going يا الله accept the عمرة and زيارة make it be easy for them my Allah so many have given the names يا الله they going for حج my Allah make it be possible for them to make the حج with ease my Allah don't make it become expensive and difficult for them my Allah and especially those who have not gone for حج as yet يا الله يا الله open your doors for them my Allah open your doors for them my Allah open your doors for them my Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing good work, ya Allah. All good works of deen, except your da'wah, tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'lim, madaris, makatib, ya Allah, hifz classes, different organizations, individuals, so many doing good work of deen, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Allah, bless all his brothers, ya Allah, who have come here tonight, my Allah. Allah bless them, my Allah. Allah, you bless them, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters, my Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as also who are not present, accept their du'as also. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.